I asked Cheryl how her daughters have been doing since that terrifying night when Roxanne was raped and saw her father killed, and Trina was out of town.
The youngest daughter, the one that was there, didn't do really well. She got on drugs, and anyway, she didn't do well. She got a drunk driving, which was a huge thing that turned her around, and then got a dog. And the dog was probably the single largest thing that has probably healed my daughter more than anything else in the whole world. And she had a gun. She was going to kill herself. And God, she came home. She worked in the wine industry because you can take a dog on site with you. So she worked in that industry. Wanted to become a winemaker, but as she said, you can do that if you're a man. You don't need to have the degree. But if you're a woman, you better have the degree because you're not going to get your foot in the door. So she'd been around a lot of people that had come from Australia that had come over here and done their internships. So they told her, you know, hey, why don't you go to Australia and get your degree because you can do it in 3 years over there versus six here. And she had a winery on site, worked at that winery on site. And got her degree, wine science degree in 3 years, came back here, and she is now a full-fledged winemaker and is working for one of the most renowned winemakers there ever has been. And so it's like, wow. No, not married, no kids. She's 42. She paid a price in this process, really big price. But compared to where we were, oh, we're from zero to 1,000. My oldest daughter that wasn't home wishes she'd have been involved in the crime, of course. Oh, my God. And we all laughingly say if we would have, she has a mouth like me, she probably would have got us all killed. But anyway, she has a hard time. She had three kids, and they didn't get to meet her dad. And she's just more full of anger than Roxy and I are. I call her the keeper of the hate. And she just really has a, but, you know, she went with me to the guy that had his foot on my back. He apologized to her, and she accepted his apology. So she's come a long way. She's got a way to go, but especially when it comes to the guy. God knows, if she ever got in front of the guy that raped Roxy and killed her dad, I don't know what she'd do. They did. Somebody asked that to Roxy because somebody tried to write all this. You know, of course, we know forgiveness doesn't sell, does it? It's only vengeance that sells, right? So anyway, they tried to write this down as a movie, and the guy asked her, what would you do if you had them in front of you and you had a gun? And she said, you mean, would I kill him? No. But I'd probably shoot him somewhere where it really would hurt. So she has a sense of humor. That's good. But the good thing is she wouldn't kill him. So that says a lot for that kid. So now Trina, she'd probably kill him. Protecting her sister, protecting her dad. But she kind of became in life the protector of all of us. So it's just a trip.